terror gripped the streets of Paris on Friday night. The sound of one explosion outside the Stade de France, where thousands were enjoying a football match. 129 people were killed in multiple shootings and bombings. 350 people are injured. But through terror comes solidarity as vigils were held across the world, including in Belfast on Saturday night. Scores of people turned out at City Hall, where a makeshift shrine was built as the building was lit up in the colours of the French flag. These people told me why they had to pay their respects.
Well, I believe it's important that the people of Belfast and the people of Northern Ireland stand here tonight and show solidarity with those in Paris and those in Lebanon and Palestine, all around the world who are facing oppression today. It's a dark, dark day for the world.
We needed to show strength with Paris. It was extremely important, regardless of the weather. These are our brothers and sisters, and we need to ensure that the world's a better place for our children and grandchildren, and that's why we're here.
A priest who served in Ardoyne has described the fear in Paris. Father Aidan Troy was based at Holy Cross Church but is now a parish priest at St Joseph's in the French capital. He told us there is a sense of shock in the city.
This wasn't just one situation, like the awful situation, say, with the Charlie Hebdo killings. This was a football stadium, this was restaurants, this was a theatre where there was a concert going on. And I think at the moment, people are just very, very apprehensive. I notice on the streets, very few people walking around, a big military and police presence.
A book of condolences to be opened in Belfast on Monday morning, while MLAs at Stormont will observe a minute's silence.